today, you're only experiencing a fraction of the leadership you'll need to have in the future. You need to keep growing every single day of your life, getting ready. I'll tell you why. When opportunity knocks, when opportunity presents itself, it's far too late to prepare. Think about it. In your past, when you've had opportunity you didn't expect, could you go get ready? No. God is in the process right today of getting you ready for things in your future that only He knows. Here's the interesting part. Not only are the good times getting you ready, the training, the leadership books, the materials, the mentoring you're getting, that's getting you ready to for whatever He has in mind for you in the future, but also the hard times are. That's what's important to understand. Sometimes we go through things we have no idea. Why, God, did you bring this into my life? Why did you let this happen to me? Why did I have to experience this? Sometime in the next 10 years, you'll probably know. because it'll be obvious that unless you experienced that, unless you went through those hard times and the good times, you wouldn't be ready for what it is God has in mind for you in the future. So keep growing. Something that's been very helpful to me over my entire lifetime is I've had a desire to plan to peak in 10 years. Then in 10 years, it'll be my very best year ever as a leader. What that does is that it makes it so that you don't feel pressure today to be perfect again. It's like you think, I'm a perfect leader? No, but in 10 years I will be. So the question becomes, what do I have to know or do or become today to get ready to be a perfect leader in 10 years? I'm not a perfect leader today. Actually, I won't be in 10 years, but I'll be a lot stronger than I am now. Now, relax, grow, and try to learn from everything, the good and the bad. Once you've had a major success or a major failure, let me suggest this thought. Get away by yourself in a coffee shop or out in a mountain retreat somewhere and make notes answering this question. What did I learn personally about leading effectively with this failure? And what did I learn by this success? What did I learn this week? What did I learn this year? Keep asking yourself and making notes on what you've learned to grow into your full potential as a leader.